Welcome back to the Virtual Life Broadcast. I'd like to just spend a little bit of time sharing some thoughts with you. I'm sure many of you are deep in your thoughts during this time of, transition, upheaval, moving forward, whatever you call it. It gives us a lot to think about. You know, Steve and I were talking the other night, and we were reminiscing about our travels that we used to do with our work. We have been blessed to go to so many places here in the United States and throughout Europe and meet so many fantastic people and see the most beautiful sights. It's just was a grand experience that we truly miss, and hopefully someday we'll get back to doing that a little bit at least. But for now, we are enjoying working from our home. Steve, you know, has created such a special place with the studios, and you wouldn't believe to see everything he's done. I just am amazed at his accomplishments, and it makes it so easy to do our work. So, but you know, I love working at home, but it used to be before this virus came around, I would also like to have that balance of getting out, you know, being with friends or family, or just even running errands. But now I feel myself closing in, like I don't even want to go out anymore. And I miss that connection with people. I used to just chit-chat with somebody, you know, and ask them how their family was and, you know, what's going on in their life or whatever. But now I feel myself withdrawing because people seem to be on edge a little bit more. And I've learned not to take it personally, because if somebody is giving you a little bit of friction, it's something they're going through. I have to remember that. Or maybe I need to look at myself and say, am I causing something that upsets them? It goes both ways. But for instance, the other day I had to go to the post office. I really try not to go anywhere now, but I had my mask on, my gloves, but I had to send something overnight. So I had to go through the line and stand at the window of the post office. Well, they did not have the 6 feet that you're supposed to be apart. There were people right next to me on both sides. And one man, he was very athletic looking, and I guess he was talking to the post office worker about why he wasn't wearing a mask. And he says, oh, I've never been sick in a day in my life. I'm healthy as can be. And I thought, hold your tongue. Just don't even get into his space, because I disagreed. I wanted to say, it's about other people around you, not you. You don't know. Anyway, I didn't say anything to him, but I just shook my head and just went on. And then on the other side of me was a person who did not have a mask on either, and all of a sudden sneezed. I mean, really hearty, big sneeze, and you could just see the germs going out. And I cringed and hung on to my mask and got out of there as soon as I could. And besides, you know, I truly believe in wearing the mask. It is my decision, and I wish more people would feel that way. But it is hard to breathe. So the minute I get in my car, I take that thing off. But it's just, you know, that's the world we live in right now. And I mentioned about my hair being in transition. It seems so trivial with things that are going on today. But when I first made this decision to go natural with my hair, I did make an appointment for a consultation with my hairdresser, who I've seen for a couple of years. Always got along with her pretty well. But she kept me waiting that day for about 45 minutes and finally came in and said, I'll be another 10 minutes. And I said, I can't wait. You know, I was getting so hot with my mask on and everything, and there were several people in the hair salon that didn't wear masks. And I just told her, I said, I'll call you later. And so I texted her and said, I think I'm just going to let my hair go, and I hope you're okay, but I think we need to kind of part ways. Because she was so unusually rude to me that day, and I tried not to take it personally. I thought, she's going through something in her life. She's a single mom of four children. That's enough said right there. But I tried to send her blessings, but it was a little hard because she made me angry. But, you know, I dealt with it, and I calmed myself down and tried to look at her side. But it's not always easy to look at somebody else's side when you're so frustrated yourself. But that's our continuous challenge. And being a light worker, I am up for that challenge. I will accept people and try to understand. But during these times when we're going through so much, I think we need a little excitement, something to look forward to. And so whatever you can do, if it's calling a friend or connecting somehow, just do it and reach out to somebody. Now, I have some words I'd like to share with you. I received this magazine called Magnolia, and it's just a beautiful magazine. But there was something in the back of it that I'd like to share with you about staying home and how we can handle this. We believe in home, that it should restore us from today and ready us for tomorrow. We believe in friendship, because friends who feel like family are the best kind of friends, and that nothing matters more than family. We believe in seeking the balance between hustle and rest, and learning to find contentment in both. We believe everyone deserves a seat at the table, and everyone has a story worth telling. We believe in human kindness, knowing we are made better when we all work together. We believe in courage, in cartwheeling past our comfort zones and trying something a little bit scary every day. We believe that failure needn't be a negative thing. Rather, we learn from our mistakes and fail smarter the next time. We believe in doing good work that matters, and in choosing that, nudging others toward doing the same. We believe that newer isn't always better, and that it's time for the pendulum of trend to swing back to the basics. We believe in unearthing beauty, however hidden or subtle it might be. We believe that each day is a gift, and that everyday miracles are scattered about if only we have the eyes to see. And of all the heroic pursuits, large or small, we believe there may be none greater than a life well loved. Important words to live by. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Be well.